Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
We thank God for another time in His presence. Amen. We took off on Wednesday. Today is actually the fifth day of our fasting and prayer. We took off on Wednesday. Wednesday we had a very powerful time in God's presence. That's a word preached, prayer made. Amen. Yesterday we're here to see the face of God on the theme, the purpose of prayer. Tonight also, I want to bring God's word title, Prayer Changes Things. Mark chapter 11 verse 24 in the King James Version. Mark chapter 11 verse 24 in the King James Version. Because this isn't, you are calling on the name of the Lord, I see the hand of God working for you in this year like never before. This year you take over in every aspect of life. When you shout, you are taking over. The Bible says, Mark 11, 24, in the King James Version, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I take it again. Therefore I say unto you, this is Jesus speaking, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe. If the Bible is not a borrowed one, you can underline the word desire and the word believe. If you are reading from a screen, you can highlight the word desire and the word believe. Very powerful words. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Tell someone sitting beside you, your prayer is about to change something in your favor. Praise be to God. There are requirements needed to make your prayer to God to become very fruitful. A fruitful prayer is that prayer that brings the answer you want. Hello? A fruitful prayer is one that brings the change that you want to see happening in your life. I pray that in this season, your prayers will be fruitful. May your prayers be fruitful. In the name of Jesus, for your prayer to get to the destination of fruitfulness, it must run on two wheels. Anytime your prayer will end up becoming an answered prayer, it usually moves on two major wheels. Number one is the wheel of desire. Shout, the wheel of desire. Your desire reveals your strong hunger or longing to experience a great change. It reveals your desperation to have something or to become something. When we say you have a desire, it means that you have a longing. You have a strong hunger. You have an urge. You have this kind of desperation to have what you don't have now. Anytime your prayers enter into the ears of God, God does not consider the grammatical correctness of the English you are articulating. No, God does not consider how eloquent you put forth your case. Those things don't matter in the realms of the spirit. Rather, God examines the desire that backs your prayer. Is somebody hearing me at all? So you cannot to put words together. You don't impress God. What impresses God is the desire, the passion, the longing, the hunger you have behind your prayer. Desire shows the totality of your hunger for change. Your desire shows the totality of your hunger for change. It is when your desire is 100% that you attract a 100% answer from God. The Bible says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. I pray that in this season, I don't know what you are hungry about, but God is going to cause you to be satisfied. Luke chapter 1 verse 53, he said, he has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty-handed. God satisfies those who are hungry with good things. Praise be to God. But if you're already here and you are rich, this service is not for you. Jesus said, I did not come to save those that are already found, but I came to seek and save that which is lost. Praise be to God. If really you are hungry for the next level, this service is your service. And I prophesy in the name of Jesus, in this season, may God make you satisfied. I don't know how deep your hunger is for change. I came to let you know that God will not send you away empty. He shall fill your life with his goodness. In the name of the Lord Jesus, your soul shall be satisfied. Your body, you shall be satisfied. Materially, you shall be satisfied. Spiritually, you shall be satisfied. Come on, shout yes. There are different voices calling on the name of the Lord in this season. There are people calling on the name of the Lord, like Jesus in his days on earth. People were calling him. And when they call him, they just want the attention of God. They can call Jesus. When he turns and looks at them, then they'll wink at him. They'll smile at him. Some people just want Jesus to know that they are suffering. So they want their attention. Jesus, can't you see I'm suffering? You say I'm suffering, but I'm still following you. But there was another voice that was calling on Jesus. And for that voice, he stood. There was a voice crying out and saying that, Jesus, son of David, have mercy upon me. And that voice, people were shouting that voice. That keep quiet. Do you think that he came around for people like you? He said, though I cannot see him, once I have heard that Jesus is passing this way, my miracle is now. So Bible says he cried out them all. Said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. It looks like heaven was still quiet. But his desire will not make him keep quiet. You see, when you have strong hunger, it does not matter what the economy is saying, you still cry to the name of the Lord. It does not matter what people are saying, you still keep crying to the gates of heaven until they are open over your life. Bible says, though Jesus did not say anything, this guy was still crying out, calling on his name. How deep is your hunger? How deep is your desire for change? And he cried out again, and Bible said, Jesus stood. I pray tonight that this year, may heaven stand for your sake. I said, may heaven stand for your sake. I said, may heaven stand for your sake. Until heaven does your petition, heaven will not move on. I prophesy, may heaven stand for your sake. In the name of Jesus. And so someone is calling me. So everybody is calling you. Say, no, someone is calling me. That's the voice of desire. Are you still there at all? One whose desire does not consume him is the one who is easily distracted. If you are not consumed with passionate desire, when you come to the house of God, you'll be distracted. Hello? Jesus said to him, no one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. If you are passionate enough, you have a strong desire. Desire is enough to keep your eyes on the focus. Strong desire cannot be distracted. If it is real desire, it keeps your eyes on the focus. I don't know what your eyes is on for this year, but as long as your eye is on that particular thing and you are praying to God, it shall surely happen. Oh, I say it shall surely happen. If you are really desirous to have that change, and the voice of people standing beside you, the voice of the media will not drown your desire. Anything your heart is crying out for, you shall see that change in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You see, a woman is able to measure the level of a desire of a man. Anytime a man is coming around a woman, She can pick you. She can smell you many kilometers away. But she will pretend that she does not see what you are about. She can smell you. She can see you. But she will pretend she doesn't know. What she's trying to do is that she's trying to measure your level of desire. Because if your desire is strong, it means that when she gives her heart to you, you are going to keep it for a very long time. So when she pretends that she's not seeing you, and you two are like, this lady, like, she sees herself too much, and you back off, she knows that you are not serious. Because to a woman, desire means pursuit. And pursuit also means desire. It's only one person clapping, you know. Hello? If you desire her, it will show in your eyes. If you desire her, like we are in church, you know exactly what she's wearing. You can perceive her perfume from afar. That means, oh boy, this guy is serious. How you pursue a thing reveals how you desire it. Number two, one whose desire does not consume him is the one who misses his time of breakthrough. The other day, a gentleman came to this church to fellowship with us. He said he claimed that he was coming to visit us. No problem. When we closed, Dr. Richard went to talk to him. That, oh, thank you for coming. I think Dr. Richard knows him, so thank you for coming. How's the service? Do you enjoy the service? Say, how's the service? So, this church, you have a lot of beautiful ladies. That's his first remark. It means that Oboy has missed the visitation of God. He has a desire to come to church, but the desire is not strong enough to have the visitation of God. How's the service? Say, you have very beautiful ladies in your church. And so, as he's there, as angels are moving, the angels are giving his package, but he can't take it because Oboy is distracted. You see, when your desire is strong, noise may be around, but you can still hear the voice of God. Are you hearing me at all? Hello? It is your desire to see change that makes you not to only pray, but to fast. Fasting is a demonstration of your desire for change. Fasting does not only humble your body. The Bible says it's an affliction to the soul. Because anything that your soul wants, you don't give it to it anymore. Your soul wants to drink, but you don't give it to it. Your soul wants to eat some kind of foods, but he said no. Your soul wants to enjoy certain music. Because you are fasting, you are afflicting your soul. Fasting is an expression of your strong desire for change. And spirits recognize fasting. Anyone who fasts, whether in a witchcraft world or in the kingdom of God, attract the attention of spirits. Is somebody here with me? So Jezebel, for example, knows how to get results in life. Anytime Jezebel wants to get results, she knows how to fast to attract the spirit of wickedness to take over. Hello? It was a desire to please the husband. So because of that, she took somebody's property and gave it to the husband. Let me tell you, as a child of God, if you're not that person who fasts, demons can make a mess out of you. Wicked people can make a mess out of your life. Jezebel fasted. 1 Kings 21 from verse 1. Can we read? And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was where? In Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. Give it to us in the New King James. So Ahab spoke to Naboth, saying, give me your vineyard that I may have it for a vegetable garden, because it is near, next to my house, and for it I will give you a vineyard better than it. Or if it seems good to you, I will give you its wealth in money. Someone's property. Can I tell you something? There are a group of people, when they ask you for something and you say no, They will come back. So whatever thing that you have, you know, yesterday we prayed a prayer that God said, hold fast to what you have so that another will not take your crown. Hello? Whatever thing God has given to you, job, relationship, children, if you don't hold them, something wants to take it out of your hands. When I was praying for you, rise, I'm going to pray for you today. Yes, I saw a baby snatch out of your hands. When I was praying for you today, you sit down in the service, I'll pray for you. But Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid that I should give the inheritance of my fathers to you. So mentioning the Lord, it means that he knows the Lord. Hello? It means that he knows the Lord. So the Lord forbid, I cannot give the inheritance that I have received to give it to you. So Ahab went into his house, sullen and displeased because of the word of Naboth the Jezreelite, and has spoken to him. For he said, I will not give you the inheritance of my fathers. And he lay down on his bed and turned away his face and will not what? And will not eat what? No food. The guy is fasting. Someone's inheritance, oh, it's not for him. He has started fasting. Look at the wife. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said to him, why is your spirit so sullen that you eat no food? Verse 6. He said to her, because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite and said to him, give me your vineyard for money, or else, if it pleases you, I'll give you another vineyard for it. And he said, I will not give you my vineyard. 7. Then Jezebel, his wife, said to him, you now exercise authority over Israel. Arise, eat food, and let your heart be cheerful. I will give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. Sleep. I'll take it. Let's look at the modus operandi. How she took it. This is why many of you suffer satanic attacks. Not because you have wronged anybody, but because of the seat you are sitting on at work. Because of the privileges you are enjoying. That is why, because people have want to take what belongs to you, they go every mile and ask God, why me? Why me? This year, you will not say, why me? I say, you will not say, why me? And she wrote letters in Ahab's name. Naboth didn't know this one. Naboth, he doesn't know this one. Sealed them with his seal and sent the letters to the elders and the nobles who were dwelling in the city with Naboth. So if I told Naboth that, Naboth, pray, because they are coming to take your vineyard. He said, it cannot happen. I have land documents to cover my property. It's from my great-great-grandfathers. Everybody knows that it is mine. They are coming for your inheritance. She wrote in the letters saying, proclaim a fast. Did you see that? Did you see that? People who fight against you, they fast. But just that they don't pray to your God. But spirits understand the meaning of fasting. Anyone who fasts is inviting the intervention of a spirit. Spirits are stronger than flesh and blood. Are you hearing me? So when someone wants to do wickedness, they also fast so that the spirit of wickedness will empower them to prevail against God's people. But I prophesy this year, no one will prevail against you. I said, no one will prevail against you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, proclaim a fast and sit Naboth with high honor among the people. So this satanic setup. Many of you, they are setting promotion. It's not a promotion. It's a setup. There are some people who had visas to travel to Qatar. If you told them to stay in Ghana, they will say, Holy Ghost fire on you. They don't know that it was a setup. They went and they never came back. Hello? It's not every open door that is an open door from God. There are certain open doors. There are certain promotions. They are traps of the enemy. But I prophesy over your feet, you will not enter the trap of the enemy. I say you will not enter the snare of the enemy. I prophesy escape over your life. You will escape every trap like the bird from the snare of the fowler. Shout amen like you believe it. And see two men, scoundrels, before him to bear witness against him, saying, we have blasphemed God and the king. We call this thing false witness. Can I tell you something? There are people in life, They can say some things about you. If you remove yourself from the thing, it will not work. Because the way they will say it, everybody will believe it. It was not orchestrated by their tongue, but fasting was backing it. There are some people, they can say something about somebody. Some of them are bloggers. Some of them, they can say something about people. When you read it, you not ask their side of the story. You believe it. False witness. The Lord is delivering from false witness. This year, God is delivering from false witness. Any word that will be spoken against you, it shall be turned into foolishness. Shout another amen. Amen. Before to witness against, saying, you have blasphemed God and the king. Then take him out and stone him that he may die. Go ahead. Verse 11. So the men of his city, the elders and the nobles who were inhabitants of his city, did as Jezebel has sent to them. So no one in the city will even hint him. No one will hint him. Because the thing was being orchestrated where? From the spirit. By the power of fasting. That's why when you are fasting, you are like, Pastor, I am getting weak. Pastor, I have to take my medication. Finish the medication. Join us. Hello? Join us. This fasting, if you don't do it, at least do 3 days. You and your God, you know that these 3 days is 3 days. Amen? Why are you still there? So, Jezebel had an evil desire against what belongs to Naboth. Every evil desire to push you out of your God-given inheritance in this year, we prophesy by fire. It is hereby abolished in the name of Jesus. Let that evil desire be disappointed. It shall not stand, it shall not come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible said, God disappoint the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Every letter that has been written, every satanic setup, every false witness level against you, as you clap your hands, we abolish it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we abolish, we abolish, we abolish, we abolish, we abolish. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Some people lost their jobs because of false witness. Some people have been deported because of false witness. Some people's marriages were canceled because of false witness. But they did not know that someone orchestrated it. Put your right hand on your head. Say any false accusation that is leveled against me in the spirit, waiting for the day to manifest in this year. Any letter that is being typed against my life, any setup for my feet, in the name of Jesus, it shall not prosper. It shall not come to pass. I disappointed by the force of prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Give the Lord a clap of it. The second wheel is the wheel of belief. Shall believe. The first wheel is what? The wheel of desire. The second one is what? The wheel of belief. Belief is the raw material that produces your faith. Before you pray, believe that no matter how bad your case is, God can change it. And he will change it. Believe that what man cannot do is easy for God to do. Believe that God will lead you to take over in this year. It may be that situations may not be favorable unto you right now, but believe that after prayer tonight, every situation will become favorable in your life. Believe in God that he's capable of doing what he says he will do in your life. For he says, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? He said, for with men it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. The Bible says, and blessed is she that believe, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Shout, I believe. Come on, shout, I believe. Isaiah 58, 5 to 6. Isaiah 58, 5 to 6. We are about to close. Isaiah 58, 5 to 6. He said that, is it a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Hello? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush and to spread out sackcloth and ashes? Would you call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? So after doing these things, the major assignment, this is a means to an end. You afflict your soul, you wear sackcloth, a means to an end. The major thing is that, is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness. It does not matter how wickedness have surrounded your life. By prayer tonight, it shall be broken into pieces. I say it shall be broken into pieces. Maybe wickedness has surrounded your family for so long that there's a major testimony that has not come up. The Lord spoke to me to tell you that wickedness shall be broken into pieces. He said to undo the heavy burden. You are a young person. It looks like the weight of your family has come upon your shoulder. Every now and then you have been sighing relief. Pastor, there is this unexplainable burden on you. Tonight it shall be undone. I say it shall be undone. The Lord shall lift that burden off your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Have you met anybody that when you are chatting with the person, every 30 seconds, the person is sighing relief? Say, it is well. The person responds, it is well. Say, life. A lady called me today. She said, Pastor, I have a friend from Sweden 2 years ago. I've not heard from her, but she told me there's an opening to go to Sweden. Another person says, when you get UK, will you travel? And another person said, there's another school opportunity somewhere. But Pastor, all these things is money. Pastor, why is it that life is not simple? The place I'm working, there's my partner. Every day she says she's sick. She's sick. I'm the only one doing the job. Every now and then she does not come. And the job and my bosses are shouting, Pastor, why is life so difficult? Why? Shout, heavy burden. Shout, heavy burden. Jesus said, come to me, those who are heavily laden, and I'll give you rest. God is going to give you reason for your burden to be light in life. The burden over your life will no longer be heavy on your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your hands. We pray over these hands. Increase capacity. The anointing to do more. In the name of the Lord Jesus, any key you need, any help you need in order to turn your heavy burdens to become light, receive it in the name of Jesus. He said, to let the oppressed go free. There are people who have been oppressed in life. Even when they are asleep, something is pressing them. Something always presses them. When they are asleep, then a dark shadow will come and pass. Then they have to wake up and join Alpha Hour. No, they want to join Alpha Hour. The dark shadow has scared them awake. Alpha Hour is only 1 hour. But their Alpha Hour is like 5 hours. By the time they realize, day breaks. And when they are moving through the day, they are dozing off. They're doing, why? Something oppresses them in life. Even when they are asleep, lift up your right hand. We declare in the name of Jesus, every agent of hell that is assigned to oppress you by sickness, by nightmare, let that agent be arrested. Shall I say, be arrested? Be arrested. Be arrested. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. And that you break every yoke. The yoke of your father's house is broken. Every family and the yoke that is there. But you belong to the family of God. There shall not be any yoke found on your life. I said there shall not be any yoke found on your life. In the name of Jesus. Certain family called it the yoke of indebtedness. Indebtedness. It shall be broken tonight. There's another yoke. It's called the yoke of procrastination. What they have to do now is, so you fight, I'll do 5 hours time. I'll do it. Oh, Pastor, you give me 2 hours. The thing will enter into next week. Today's date is 13th of January. What you say you will do is 1st January. It's 30. By the time you realize 31st is here, you have not done it. It's a yoke. Shall break! Shall break! It is not lack of discipline. If it was lack of discipline, you already have passed your SSE. The fact that you've passed your SSE means that you are a disciplined fellow. What we are talking about is a yoke. Hello? Yokes can come in your life and you think that they are natural coincidences. It's a lie. It's a demon. Procrastination. Indebtedness. Hello? No matter what you have, you must borrow. It's a yoke. But God is about to set you free. That yoke shall be broken. In the name of Jesus. Second Chronicles 20. Final scripture. And then we pray. Amen. Amen. How many of you are fasting so far? If you don't know, you lie. How many of you are fasting so far? Almost all of us, yes. Except the pregnant women. Amen. Some of you are pregnant. Those of you who are not fasting, you are pregnant. Amen. We are going to read fast, so please follow. Hello? It happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonite came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in... So we'll continue. I can't pronounce that. Verse 3. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout Judah. Hello? When we are about to enter into a year, the first month is for God. We see God's face to overcome the battles of the year. What is in this year, you don't know. Can I tell you? You see, last year, when we started January, people thought that they would be with us this year, but we buried them. But you will not be buried. It means that what confronted you and you came out alive, it killed them. Get my point? In every season, legions of attack, legions of spirits. But because you are here, we connect you to your family members. Anyone connected to you, none of them shall die before their time. We say you will not die. In the name of Jesus. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. What are we doing? By now, we say we'll close at 9. But look at you, are still here. What are you doing? You are asking. So why are you laughing? We are asking help from the Lord. That God, if you don't help us, we don't know where help is going to come from. And from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Verse 5. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand, is there not power and might so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? And they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in the temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and say, and now, here are the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out from the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. What it means is that the people that you would have prayed against for them to die, you spared them. This year, they want to lift up their heads against you. There are many people, if you say, God, kill this one, because they are guilty, God would have killed them. You forgive them. This year, they would like to shake themselves again. Here they are, rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. Hello? They will come back. They will come back. People who have betrayed you, they will come back. People who sold you out, they will come back. People who fought against you, they will come back. But this time around, they will fall before you. I said they will fall before you. There are people you've given money to. They have used the money to circumvent you. But because of the power of God, nothing bad has happened to you. If they come back again, the wrath of the Lord will strike them. Amen. There's some people you confided in them. They betrayed you. Some of them, because of that, you almost lost your job. But this time around, the Lord will expose them. Amen. Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Now, all Judah with their little ones, their wives and their children, stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah. I pray that God will give us a Jahaziel. The one who shouted him and received the spirit of prophecy in the midst of the assembly. Verse 15. Do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of. You will not need to fight in this battle. This year I prophesy, you will no longer fight battles. I say you will no longer fight battles. When you wake up at midnight, it shall be to praise God, not to be warfare. Receive that testimony and grace in the name of Jesus. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them for the Lord, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so go ahead. Go to verse 20. So they arose in early in the morning and went out in the wilderness Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe, are you there? Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Bible said, and what the Bible is saying is that by the time they got to the battlefield, their enemies turned against each other, and they fought against each other. Hear me, in that office, people fighting against you, they'll fight among themselves. The witches in your family, God is going to turn them against each other in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The one who wants to take your victory away out of your life, God will cause the enemy of that person to fight them. But for you, you will no longer fight. I say you will no longer fight. Rise to your feet with me. Go ahead, verse 25. Verse 25, I'm looking for where they, good, look at it. Look at it. Look at it. He said that when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. 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 And listen, this year, you receive many appointments. If you are a lady, hear me. You receive many proposals. You didn't know which one to accept. Lots of proposals will come. Then you have to ask God, God, help me to choose. You are looking for a job more than you can carry. You receive appointment from U.S. Embassy, Talo Oil, Newmont, all the big shots in town. You will receive appointment. Angels will send your CV there. They'll call you. UK Embassy will call you for visa. US will call you. Even Togo will call you. More than you can carry. Benin and Togo, Pastor Evans. Go to Uvai and Pastor Evans should go and do interview for those ones. Amen. More than you can carry. Amen. Lift up your right hand. How many of you are tired of fighting? I don't know about you, but I'm tired of fighting. I want God to fight for me. This was God fought for them. By the time they got to the battle, they had more than they could carry. Go to verse 26. Bible says it took them 3 days to gather it. Verse 26. No. It's not here. You can look for it. Bible said it took them 3 days to gather. 25. They could gather. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. When God fights for you, he gives you many options. Say, Heavenly Father, This prayer, I want you to walk about and pray. In any area you are hungry and thirsty, God is about to satisfy you. God is about to say, in the name of Jesus, as I pray right now, I refer every battle to you, O Lord. Say, in the name of Jesus, as I pray, let me carry more than I can carry. In this season, open many doors for me. Say, my Heavenly Father, I am tired of fighting. Let my enemies turn against each other. In this season, I rejoice in their blessing. I take over in their blessing. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. You begin to enjoy blessings that God has for your life. Look at the prayer. We engage God's hand ahead of you to bring confusion in the camp of your enemies, for them to fight against each other. That we engage the hand of God ahead of you in this year, so that you will enjoy in their portion of inheritance. It means you are taking over. You are engaging God's hand to carry more than you can carry. Say, in the name of Jesus. In the next 3 minutes, we'll be done. Say, in the name of Jesus, from now to the end of the year, I declare, let the hand of God fight for me. Let the hand of God bring confusion in the midst of my enemies. Let them fight against each other. Let the hand of God cause me to take over their inheritance. Those who hate me, those planning for my downfall, those who want my shame, those who want me dead, I take over their inheritance. Clap your hands and pray right now. Take over their clients. Take over their businesses. Take over. Shabalababarababa. For this battle is for your battle. This is the battle of the Lord. Go ahead and pray. Shabalabadiyakaba. Walabakabrakalabadiyakaba. An altar leaving you.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the Word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.